This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. If you're trying to sell something on the internet, you have to advertise, but you also have to do everything you can to ensure that your site comes up on the first page of an internet search for what you're selling. Not surprisingly, there are people who can advise you on how to do that. This week, NPR's Rick Carr has been reporting on how search engines evolved, how they work, how they do business. Today, search engine optimization, otherwise known as gaming Google.
Early in March, hundreds of people who work in the search engine industry gathered at a Midtown Manhattan hotel for a conference and trade show called Search Engine Strategies. On the trade show floor, Google, Yahoo, and Ask Jeeves operated booths alongside dozens of other smaller companies. Andy Beal is vice president of search marketing for one of them, KeywordRanking.com.
All we're doing is assisting the search engines in finding the businesses that offer the most relevant products and services.
Beal says his firm, like many others in the industry, helps businesses with websites make sure that their pages turn up when internet users search for certain terms.
We had a client that came to us, and in their mind, they really wanted to be ranked for the phrase on-site processing.
Beal says that's not what internet users were searching for.
They were searching for one-hour photo shops. So we had to go through their site and make sure that instances of that phrase appeared on their site. It's because the search engines can't view the images. They can't think for themselves. It's a robot. It's a spider that goes out and collects the information.
The search engines say they're fine with the work that firms like Andy Beal's do. In fact, they even help out by providing information about the kinds of queries they get. Other firms on the trade show floor advise search advertisers on how best to spend their money or how to avoid wasting it. John Carreras was selling a piece of software.
Yeah, it's called Who's Clicking Who. It's software to detect and deter fraudulent clicks.
That's when someone from one firm searches for a competitor's site, then clicks on the ad that's returned alongside the search results. Carreras says because search advertisers only pay when someone clicks on one of their ad links, fraudulent clicks are essentially a way of wasting the competition's advertising funds. Carreras says he found out about the practice the hard way through another business he runs.
Because I went to a trade show for the exhibit industry, and all my competitors were there at the same show. So while I was there, my funds were a lot less.
Because his competitors were sitting there on the floor of the trade show clicking on his ad links. There are dozens of equally unsavory ways, it seems, of gaming the search engine system with colorful names. Cloaking, for instance, involves telling the search engine spiders your page is about one thing, but giving something else entirely to people who visit your site. Manufactured lists of links called link farms confuse search engines into thinking a website is more authoritative than it really is, and so on. The search engines themselves say they spend a lot of effort trying to guard against tricks like those. Wayne Rosing is vice president of engineering at Google.
The people who do this get too good at it. They mask out the real information, because what the people who do this kind of thing are trying to do is get their message in front of what could be a much more legitimate and important message that the searcher is working for.
I like the term for the web search of adversarial search.
Christopher Manning teaches computer science at Stanford University.
What you've got is one group of people trying to return good results from search engines and another group of people trying to actively manipulate those ratings.
Manning says the computer programs the search engines use are consequently incredibly complex. Google, for instance, makes dozens, if not hundreds, of generally top-secret adjustments to its basic search results. For example, one such tweak helps make sure that non-commercial sites are among the top-ranked for many searches, just in case the web user who's doing the search isn't interested in buying something. Manning says whenever the search engine companies make changes to their programs, internet chat rooms and message boards for search industry insiders buzz with educated guesses about what exactly they've done.
Oh, well, it looks like if you've got too much text in your meta tags, or if you overuse bold, you're being downrated now.
Manning thinks the push and pull is healthy for the development of search technology. It drives innovation. Search companies are, in fact, promising a lot of innovations just ahead. Better search is our story for tomorrow. Rick Carr, NPR News.